And joining us this morning from the Montana Alpine Race School, they call it Mars, but it's not a planet, it's Bill Metzler. Hello, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us here today. Well, I understand Lookout Pass is open, and it won't be long before Whitefish Mountain Resort and Blacktail Mountain will be open as well. You guys ready for it?
Oh, we absolutely are. We were ready for it when we shut down in March.
Okay. Yeah, prematurely, we might add.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was all because of the coronavirus back then.
Yeah.
What about the 80-year history of alpine racing in the Flathead? Can you give us a thumbnail sketch?
I sure can. The Flathead Valley has a beautiful tradition of all kinds of alpine sports. Of course, there would be hockey, cross-country skiing, skate skiing, and last but not least, the alpine racing. The Valley has shown in its community a tremendous enthusiasm for this sport. We look back to the 1930s and 40s, and we still have old rope tows and engines that are sitting on mountainsides, even outside of hot springs, of all places.
Yeah.
We had many World Cup races here in the Flathead Valley, which are the best athletes in the world that would come to Montana to race all the way up through the 1990s. You know, we have a youth ski league. Go ahead.
No, I was just remember I started skiing at what was then Big Mountain in, I was 6 years old, so I guess that had been about 1955. And there was a rope tow, and there was a pommel lift, and there was a T-bar, and that's it.
Yes.
And that was all I needed.
Yeah. Tradition still lives on in the Valley.
Yeah. Okay, so talk with us about the Alpine Racing School. What? Who are the kids you train?
Well, John and Robin, it's not just kids. That's what makes our program very unique. We do, of course, have a little kids program, which are called the Mars Rockets. And those would be ages... Yes, and they're excited. This is a new team for us this year. These are the little kids, ages 6 to 10 years old. And then we also have our traveling team, which are kids that go all the way up to 19 years old. And they travel nationally all over the country. What also makes us unique is we have the master's program for those of us with, let's just say, a little bit of gray hair. The master's program. Yeah. The master's program is for ages 45 and up, and that's also highly competitive. And we have 7 master's alpine racers, one of which is currently ranked number 1 in the world for giant slalom.
Gee whiz. Where was I when all this was happening?
Yeah, you were 6.
I'm thinking back now about when some of the people I knew that were racing and racing successfully, Ken Patterson, the late Ken Patterson, was there. And I think that was it Jim Barrier that went to the Olympics.
We have had several, and not just alpine skiers and enthusiasts that have gone to the Olympics, but the Flathead Valley has actually produced 3 gold medal Olympians. And many people also don't realize that we are continuing to send our young racers off to the Olympic Training Center in both Lake Placid and also Salt Lake City. We have a very talented crowd.
Well, this sounds like a pretty expensive proposition, Bill.
It does. It's very unique. What happened to us this last past fall is we were called and asked if Blacktail and the Mars program could hold a race. Our only issue with that is every mountain, in order to compete and comply with the U.S. Ski Team and the Olympic Committee, the mountain and the race venue has to be approved by those international bodies. And, well, the long and short of it is I agreed that Mars and Blacktail would put on this race. But that meant that we had to put everything in order for the first race of the year in January. We had to get it done quickly. Normally a year and a half process, needed to get it done in 90 days.
Wow.
No pressure.
So what's the plan here, Bill?
The plan is we have one of 3 people in the United States that is coming out next week to literally walk the ski runs that we propose would be racing runs at Blacktail. They will approve the resort. And then concurrently with that, we're purchasing timing equipment. And by the way, it's the same timing equipment that's used in the Olympics and in the World Cup. They have to be approved by, again, the U.S. Ski Team and the Olympic Committee. So we've had a lot of very, very expensive gear that we've needed to purchase very rapidly.
Well, I guess the next question is, I'll bet you need some money.
Yeah, that is true. And I do want to state that thus far, I'm so happy to report that our community, the outpouring for the Montana Alpine Race School and this new race venue at Blacktail has been just miraculous. The outpouring of the community, I think, gentlemen, it comes from, we all need something to cheer about right now. There's many things, whether it's politically or health-wise of our country, people need something to get behind and cheer about. And that's what people have done. We have completed phase one of our fundraising, which allowed us to buy the timing equipment and the racing bibs. But most importantly, gentlemen, and for those that are listening, we have yet to purchase our safety equipment. And that one example of that would be the netting that goes on the sides of the slopes that literally can prevent death. The netting that keeps the racers going up to 80 miles an hour to not go into the trees and get hurt. So yes, we're down to our safety equipment that we are fundraising for that we need to purchase very soon.
So how do we donate to this great cause?
Yeah, that's a great question. You would want to, for all that are listening, get in touch with the Lakeside Summers Chamber of Commerce. Pure West Christie's Real Estate Office also is another place. And these are both organizations that have partnered with us, and they will match. They will match whatever grants or donations that come in from businesses or the general public. We are so thankful for the Lakeside Summers Chamber of Commerce and Pure West Christie's.
What this is going to do for the status of Blacktail Mountain is, I guess it's pretty hard to calculate.
It is, but we do know this for sure. We do know that first and foremost, when the venue opens, it will give our youth a chance to continue to compete nationally through this racing venue. The other one is quite obvious to those that have lived in the Flathead Valley, grew up here for decades, know that for our winter months, they tend to be pretty slow, don't they, gentlemen, for our restaurants and hotels. So can you imagine for the little town of Lakeside having a sanctioned U.S. ski team race and bringing in 200 to 300 people, what that does for our Kalispell, even Whitefish, and certainly our Lakeside businesses?
Boy, this just sounds fantastic, and it's very doable. I mean, you've done 90% of the heavy lifting here, Bill.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd like to say that the community has done 90% of the lifting. All I had to do is ask and allow people to be aware of what's happening here in our valley. The community really has done most of the heavy lifting, and I'm so grateful.
Wow.
Yeah. Bill, now, is for those who are socially distancing, is there a way they can donate?
Absolutely. And that is to get in touch with the Lakeside Summers Chamber of Commerce, or again, David Fettbite, realtor broker at Pure West Christie's in Lakeside.
Okay.
All right.
And I believe there's an online opportunity, lakesidesummers.org/Mars. So that's a way
correct.
Of doing it online.
Absolutely. Hey, Bill, this is just a fabulous undertaking, and we're going to look forward to more conversations with you as this January race date comes. And I'm thrilled that this is going to happen at Blacktail Mountain. And thank you to the community and all your efforts. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Take care, Bill.